So I thought that maybe we could heed Justice Blacklock's practice tip and provide a little bit more context for what it is we do and what the Alcoholic Beverage Code is. It is a law that is, I think, both maligned and misunderstood. I believe it has been instrumental in really fostering a robust alcoholic beverage industry here in Texas, and I thought it was worth giving a little bit more context for it. All right, so as y'all maybe are familiar with, the three-tier system is the basis for the Alcoholic Beverage Code. It separates manufacturers from retailers by having a middle tier of retail of distributors and wholesalers. There are historical reasons for this. If we go back to the 19th century, there was rampant abuse of alcohol, higher consumption than there is in the 21st century. And a large part of this was because of the tight house phenomenon. So what's tight house? This was a situation where you had major manufacturers, mostly brewers, controlling the retailers. So you would have a large brewery in a city, and it would basically own all of the saloon owners. They would become indebted to the brewer, and this would really force the saloon owners to over-serve and lead to over-consumption, public drunkenness, etc. So if we fast forward to early 20th century, we have Prohibition, of course, the 18th Amendment, which was passed 99 years ago, in large measure because of the issue of overconsumption of alcohol. Y'all probably know that Prohibition didn't work out very well. Instead of having a private sector tight house issue, you instead had organized crime move in, and you still had the same rampant abuse of alcohol. When the states repealed Prohibition with the 21st Amendment, authority was given over to the states, and most states, 30 states in addition to Texas, implemented what we know as the three-tier system, which, of course, keeps these different tiers separate. In Texas, what was called the Liquor Control Act was passed in 1935, and then